Hello, my bug enthusiasts. This is Wes from Safeguard Pest Control, and today we're going to talk about how often you should get your residence, your office, or other businesses sprayed. Now, commercial is a little bit different than residential due to the fact that there's a lot more entities that could cause bugs in a commercial than a residential. So let's talk about residential first. Residential is usually your standard house. You're going to have, you know, maybe a garage, sometimes not a garage. You're going to have at least two or three bedrooms, blah, blah, blah. You get the point, a residential. So what you're going to do is you're first going to get the initial treatment, which is usually more expensive than a regular treatment, because they're going to be using more chemical and they're going to be spraying more, you know, area of your house inside and out, and double the strength, etc., etc. Now, after you get the initial spray, they can go ahead and set you up on a periodic treatment or a quarterly treatment, depending on what you want to call it. Now, a quarterly treatment will happen every 3 to 4 months, depends on what you want to set up. Usually it's going to be every 3 months in the case of quarterly, and sometimes 4 months in the case of periodic. So what you want to do is make sure the service agreement you're setting up on does not have you pay up front. If you pay up front, that's usually a bad thing. You don't want to use a company that requires payment up front, because it's just more money out of your pocket right then and there, and it, you know, we don't know how good their customer service is, so let's not do that. So the reason you're going to spray your house every 3 months is due to the fact that the toxicity of the chemical doesn't last over, they said somewhere around between 2 to 4 months, and that's usually the chemical guys that will say that. Depending on what chemical you use. Now, if you use a stronger chemical, obviously it would last longer. You know, less a dosage of a chemical, it would not last as long. Depends on certain entities, such as you mopping, cleaning up. Weather could cause a big issue on the outside. There's some other things, such as, you know, like you change the floor out after we spray, and now you don't have chemical around the baseboard, you have very, very little amount. So that's a service agreement for a residential. Now, to move on to the more complicated one, which would be commercial. Now, commercial, you usually want to go once a month, especially places as big as, you know, like Walmart's or other places like that. You want to go once a month, and usually about 80% of the time that I go out, we're going to be putting down rodent boxes too, just because there's so much space. There's a lot of food and whatnots in the warehouse. They just love big commercial buildings. Now, some companies differ where they spray, and it just depends on the contract. So when you're looking up on contract, make sure you understand what exactly their target application areas are going to be and what type of bug, what type of pest they're going to be targeting. Because a lot of companies will make exceptions for like termites, bed bugs, fleas, ticks, and rodents. However, the only thing that you should really not have an exception on a service agreement, which would be rodents, depending on how severe it is. But other than that, I hope I educated you guys enough to at least have some knowledge going into service agreements. Make sure, please make sure you read over everything in a service agreement, because there's been plenty of times where somebody has gotten into a service agreement willy-nilly and they don't understand it, and it causes problems in the future. All right, well, this is Wes from Safeguard Pest Control. Hope you guys have a wonderful Martin Luther King Day. Hopefully some of you are off. I am not. Bugs do not rest. So thank you guys so much, and have a good day. Bye.